87. Okay. This is encouraging us, goes to solitude area to practice. It's difficult to have any time, opportunity to go to a remote area once people don't want to give up comfort place or comfort, even temperature or air condition or anything, food, and yes, including these devices also too. It's a very big issue. And also, sometimes it's not having encourage or dedication to make effort to any spiritual path that is supposed to work for that enlightenment or reach some state of transcendental wisdom. So people may not have that much interest or courage, said, oh, this is a valuable teaching or path, spiritual inner path, and then I should do something and then make it more, enhance yourself, understanding and experience, that kind of a determination and you can say evaluate or want to do something, have to have some ground. Without this ground, I think difficult to make a decision to go to a solitude area. And of course, other reasons, because once you have some job in society, then it's difficult to have any freedom. 1 year, maybe you have 3 or 4 weeks, but those are also easily passed by many other reasons. So many people don't have that opportunity. That's why in Dharma practice often emphasize you have your own time is very important for practice in certain kind of stages. You have a time and not too busy, not controlled by others, and also you're not wandering in some unnecessary or meaningless place or interest, and also even you have a time and you have a more silent silence time of yourself, but sometimes you're not knowing how to meet the good path of teaching. Sometimes they need also cause and the conditions to meet some kind of philosophy, spiritual teachings. So this also important when you are healthy and every kind of functions, your eyes, these are still very good. This time and you say meet all causes and conditions are rare, but you can train from this kind of transcendental wisdom through nothing, or by from nothing, or maybe some conditions it's still needed, but you can rarely people can jump from low to very high. But these teachings are the steps toward in high kind of higher trainings, high level of trainings and teachings, understand high level of teachings also too. So there's so many good methods that even you cannot read or write, then there is a school or some people dedicated to kind of teach people how to read, write, and even after you can become a writer. Similarly, if you don't know how to practice, and then gradually said, oh, there is some meaningful words that I totally agree. And that is kind of for me, I think, that makes sense. These kind of words are very important. And after we went to kind of solitude area, continued practice, compassion, very important. Because we kind of have too much focus on ourselves. Then, although we cannot take totally neglect ourselves, but too much concentrate on the focus on self, there's a backlash or some negative effect, or we can say not open enough. We cannot go kind of big scale of a practice. We only have it because of motivation. By saying spiritual practice, it's very important, the natural state of mind, and also how your mind towards kind of the beginning of your mind, it's a mental disposition and the motivation, very important. So for motivation, altruistic mind or altruism, that kind of idea, to help other people, generally, it's very, very, wide and, become kind of transform your mind much quicker than, if just kind of focus on oneself and say, I have to do this, I have to study, I have to learn. Why are you learning so much? And then, maybe there is no much kind of broader idea, greater idea. If you say, I wanted to attain liberation and I wanted to something, and this is a kind of Mahayana and the Theravada kind of tradition fundamental differences. They all both have this view. All compound things are impermanent, and all kind of afflicted emotions or afflicted views, distorted views bring suffering, and then in psychology and the physical world lacking of intrinsic nature, there is no absolute independent things exist, including psychology, mind, and physical world. And then said, nirvana beyond any extreme, nihilism or existentialism or something, the 8 different extreme, 4 major extreme and other kind of a produced kind of view of other extremes. So, and based on these views, how you practice, then motivation become very important. How you thinking about yourself, or you thinking of also others. So, if thinking about yourself, you still can go beyond of samsara. It's called still have this body with you, but you already attained some nirvana. And without this body means you already kind of, when you pass away, your mind when achieved some kind of unwavering state of mind. And that is almost like you are completely this mind vibrating and scattering, distracting, then it's a dualistic mind. And the mind without this kind of object, subject experience, then turn to kind of a nirvana. But there is also a different level of a nirvana. At least we say natural nirvana, and then the Theravadan kind of level of nirvana go beyond of suffering. And then Mahayana nirvana is said, you can dwelling in the relative phenomena, but the mind tamed into a non-dual state. So physical body will still appear in relative world or phenomenon, is still in a phenomenon world. So that is no specific kind of stay in nirvana or samsara, like two sides. It is go beyond of those two limitations of samsara or nirvana, but to bodhisattvas and Buddha, because of the wisdom they attained nirvana, because of the compassion they not kind of left or physical sex or the physical world behind them or still engaging with the phenomenon. So for this compassion training, very, very important. Okay. In caves beneath the tree, in houses left abandoned, may we live longer, linger long as we might wish, relinquishing the pain of the guardian of our possessions. Let us live in freedom, unconfined by cares. I cannot say much, but you can just close your eyes and then think about this image, and then say a tree, and then not the wind or blowing is very soft, and then there's no kind of big noise or sound or machines, cars or anything like that, but just natural surrounding environment. And then you don't feel cold or hot or extreme temperature, but you feel very, very comfortable feeling. Then in this environment, as a practitioner, you don't have to guard your possessions, and then how to accumulate, how to guard, and how to not lose those kind of worries or not needed. And then what you do in those free, unconfined, kind of by care, that kind of situation. And it's that you only think about how to liberate and how you benefit others, make this life more meaningful. So this have to be really experienced, not by reading, but you have a time only maybe in a few hours, completely silent, a few days you can stay, then you have some kind of a whole reflect your own life, past, present, and then you can predict some future of lives, and then you can kind of adjust yourself, way of life, way of thinking, way of kind of treat yourself, and others. You can kind of reorganize some way of doing things. Otherwise, we become doing something maybe not necessarily good or bad, but become a habituation, then we don't think much. It's as long as the livable and the workable for life, then. But once we have a silence time, no distraction by electronic devices and others, then you have a full life of yourself. And you can experience quietness and also have a time to think. You have a time to feel or reflect. And also you can recall the kind of a deep feelings and thoughts of yourself to help you to understand the situation better. Can you do this Bhashabha? Maybe you can make a turn from this. Thank you.
As such, liberty
and liberty
by freedom, use whatever branches are to the
And then in ancient time, people lived in cave, sometimes it's muddy kind of a cave, sometimes a rock. And sometimes there are some abandoned house or people lives in some area, and then somehow there are no children or no son or something, then they abandon. Some have a sickness spread in use. So ancient time, sometimes one illness spread in the community, many people died by that. There was no good medicine, kind of now have more disease, but have more medicine too. Medicine. So some people stay in abandoned house on a tree. So here is really saying, if we don't have a picking kind of a mind, cherry picking mind, then we can live, we can eat very freely, more kind of freedom. We have more freedom. We don't have too much dislike this and dislike that kind of thing, but accept this, like how to accept. Of course, you have to wash your food or something, but generally, not too picky, then life is much easier. When friends or family members, or even you have a clothes or shoes, if you're too picky, then you don't feel value of those objects will belong to you. But once you're not so picky, then you appreciate all you have. And then it's that you want to go and you just believe you want to stay, you can stay more days. And then many people, I think, wanted to have gain freedom. But one is kind of way of life. It's very important to choose what kind of a lifestyle you want. And then secondly, it's of course mind itself. Although you are in wild or remote wilderness area, but the mind could be very so much distractions, and still thinking about too much planning and ambitious. Many genders could be sticky or anything, mind become very exhausted, kind of a mind. That's why some people say, without attain mind, methods of how to tame your mind, if you just go to remote area, may not work well. Sometimes it depends on people, work with some people, but not everyone. And then in Chinese version, there's one section more is there. So I wanted to just share this one. I didn't find an English translation version. It's meaning is already there, I think. It's the same kind of a the remorse and the greed, and you have a free of a movement or freedom of your kind of a stay or moving thing, and nobody bother you, and those kind of pleasure, happy kind of enjoyable time, joyful time, even king or queens or ministers, they are not really enjoying that kind of freedom. So the key is have a contentment, and go to solitude place. So as king of Samadhi, there is a few words, not exactly quotes from that, but mentioned in some almost same meaning. And if you go to a solitude area, you have less distractions, of course, and you think about impermanence and life itself, just life, breathing, and how, where you went, and how you came to this point, and then kind of about what is the present moment of the condition. This you can think about impermanence, and you don't have much kind of necessary chore or job to do. So, and also you don't have much political position or economic gain to struggle. So you just dwelling and resting and ease, with ease in kind of peaceful place. And then with this, we're thinking about how make my life meaningful. And although there's a lot of good thing in this world, gold or diamonds and some different food, rice or food and shows or concert, musical concert, many things, but there's a end, there's a limitation, and then find not kind of seeking refuge or protection from worldly things. So you will think about more meaningful methods to how to transform mind and conquer kind of negative emotions or destructive kind of mind or thinking. And then we will find only just rest, and there is a virtue, birth from that way of life. Then less kind of grasping nature, grasping too much. You have if you're one person more aggressive, then also even become kind of tender and even compassionate kind of mind with these three doors, body, speech, mind, kind of a rest and in silence. And you have a more more time to kind of aware of yourself, aware of your own thoughts, aware of your own living, and then nobody to speak much. And this is a kind of a virtue in staying in solitude, remote, or maybe peaceful environment. And then furthermore, if there is a kind of way to understand ultimate truth, or there is a kind of a way to liberate from the for normal people, almost impossible or unthinkable kind of a way, knowledge, or there is a path or spiritual path, and you can see the result, people transformed and afflicted emotions, these are become peace, more peaceful and aggressive nature, or more rationally there's some kind of we remember hatred or something, feel happy when others suffering, that kind of a mind, you know, shifting and the parting, decreasing. So one can practice, think about more about the possibility to achieve realization of a total awakening mind or liberation, and then from your own kind of mind, you're going to have some kind of interest and some confidence and some plan to keep studying, practice. Furthermore, these are the said. It's if you can stay in solitude area, you may have these qualities increase, good kind of qualities. And then this last part is saying how to practice with compassion in solitude area, continue in practice. This is mainly emphasizing the meditation, why they're kind of putting more about altruistic mind, altruism, or compassion practice, bodhicitta practice, because we want to put all practice become like a spring or Mahayana practice. Instead, teaching like a book itself, it's about Mahayana view, Mahayana kind of way of thinking, way of understanding. But more important is we have to ask our own self. So if this book is about Mahayana, about kind of shunyata, emptiness, and the bodhicitta, and do I really want this? And do I really have some kind of enthusiasm or optimism to want to study? And then you can say, if one say, oh, this is absolutely I really want to, then you have more kind of closer to these books. One said, oh, I'm not sure, I'm just studying, then it's a kind of a hanging on in certain distance. And said, oh, maybe it's not for me, but I will just want to hear. Then, or even if you don't aware of how our own motivation is, so compared this kind of book suggests kind of practice should be in this way, or suggests in some Mahayana, general Mahayana path. So we should say, our mind is another book. Compared to this book, how our kind of condition is, we can kind of trace our mind through time. So they're a very good way to train ourselves. Generally, also in Mahayana tradition, there are many ways to increase compassion. And compassion, enemy of compassion, it's a self-centered attitude, and also aggression, hatred, or even that is really strong words. But those basically not having love, or this kind of genuine care for all sentient beings, but maybe only chosen the kind of odd people or animals you love. Rest, maybe not much. Or even have a very strong opinion about some people or some kind of group of people, political group or religious group. Then we should kind of open our mind from these selected people to more kind of including more people, more beyond of the human realm, or and to animal realm, and to the ghost realm, hungry ghost, or even hell realm. I think, and also God and demigod realms. Then we say, why we should do this? Then Buddha also often said, because all sentient beings want to achieve happiness and try to avoid suffering. It's the same condition. And then why we should think, sometimes people say, oh, because they have a bad karma, so they're suffering, it's a fair, that kind of a mind. But they said, if you lack in our wisdom, and the suffering, level of suffering, or the fundamentals, cause of suffering is ignorance. So as long as there is ignorance, there is a suffering. Said, if like a mother not punishing much for their kind of kids or children who did something silly things, some maybe punishing, but for practice, the Buddhist point of view, we said very kind, like Bodhisattva. And they were not saying, you shouldn't be ignorant, everyone should be like enlightened, kind of standards to ask other, to see other beings. Relative society, relative phenomenon, people are, have many, many ideas, many habituations, so many different kind of, way of thinking, way of doing things, so we should have a total full understand them. And similarly, at the same time also, have encourage yourself, not harming them furthermore. And, you can help them when it's the best. If you cannot help, at least not to reduce their harmful action. So based on this, some trainings, of course, but we don't have much time, but these are, I think, important, so we should at least mention a few, some way of practice. One is you just sitting, and then you, kind of visualize your right side and left side, your both parents. Because normally for any generation of human life, the parents are very important, father and mother, always important. All brothers and sisters also important, but you can think of your family members in your kind of right or left, doesn't matter, father in right or mother in left. And then, and then some people you don't like, or you feel suspicious, or feel disagree or they're doing, or their view, or as we said, the political, you don't like them, or religious reason you don't like them, or there is a criminal, or people behave very, very badly, something like that, or people personally you have some bad experience. So these people you can visualize in front of you, and there are many, many, many more human beings. But we don't know only the, we know only the very limited people. So, rest people, if you think of a cosmic, then many, many kind of, from east, west, north, south, or the southwest, and the east, south, north, west, or in these four corners and the four directions, Buddha said, in one kind of, cosmic. You can say one universe, there are so many sentient beings. There are so many beings. So you can visualize some of them are in your behind of you. And then, first thing you can do this. if you don't remember some particular person, but you think there is some people or animal or anything you don't like, you can visualize in front. Because you visualize parents, you have to think their kindness and help you a lot. Because name of parents, they sacrifice a lot. And they worry a lot about you. They also give you birth, education, and some kind of extent, wealth, eating, food, clothing, shelter, everything. And teach you how to be a good human being or how to be a good citizen or something. And even if they are not in maybe some people are left, but you still can visualize them in front, in left and right side. Maybe some people have some little bit bad experience that beat you or something, but you think of those are nothing. This is all of a problem society, and each one have their own kind of problem to cultivate. So this side effect is happening everywhere. It's a normal situation. And then why are you facing those people or some you don't like? If there's a, if you don't, there's a, just in this life you don't have much people you don't like, then it's, you just visualize in the past life there maybe must be some beings you're terrified or scared of or dislike you. And then it's meaning, why you visualize those four kind of groups of, or four characters in each. Because compassion, always there's a, for normal people, always limitations, as we said, selected people, you like, you don't like these. So, from time, if we think, Buddha said, everyone once happened to become a parent of someone. So you have all kind of in beginningless of lifetime. And so we must realize these are one time, some place, sometimes in very kind to me. And once become a most closed kind of a relationship happened in past, and also future too. Sometimes you don't like somebody, but maybe in some karmic entanglement or karmic relations, then you somebody owns debt or karmic debt or something, then you become parents or become kids. You have to taking care of. So it said in the past time, if you think of the past, in present day we have a most close relationship, in the past they're sometimes close, sometimes not that close. Some people we don't like very much today, but in the past time also we have a many different relationships, sometimes close, sometimes not. But we think about the future also same. Even this life, we have a very close kind of a relationship once, but then another time not that close. This kind of a friendship or relationship is very common. You can see. So that you can kind of change their position from time to time, uncertain kind of relationship. But overall, you are thinking, oh, it's not like sentient beings. Although overall, they are kind of nurturing you, and even for practice of spirituality, that then based on even anime, how anime will be benefiting you, because you can strengthen your mind, you can practice kind of patience with the people you dislike. Otherwise, in your mind, the more fragile, you never kind of test, never have an exercise opportunity to in positive way. Of course, sometimes a negative also too. But we can think with the purpose of a practice, then even so-called anime become teacher, become our kind of a, know how to do it, how to be or how not to be, learning from them. So how to behave or how to not behave this, and also now they are suffering. As long as they are suffering, I want to protect them as myself. I don't want to be suffer. So similarly, suffering, there is no kind of specific, it's a genuine common experience. So people suffer, feel experiencing suffering, then we want to try to help others and ourselves to avoid or try to eliminate. So we can, from this visualization and thinking, we can stay 5 minutes. You can think of this, as we said, most close kind of parents or friends. These are, through time to time, they also become not very familiar with you anymore. Their only name existed. Some passed away, some people. So in future lives also too, when we left, and with our kind of memory, and also some imprint in mind called alaya consciousness. Otherwise, there is no kind of gross level for memory much left. And then some strangers also become closer and become your friends or parents. And again, sometimes they also they turn to some dislike people, and then so these positions are shifting continuously. So you have a genuine compassion and understanding of the following flowing in the karmic rivers, or floating. So for those who still wandering with us in samsara life, we have a kind of compassion or care for each other. So doesn't matter who you know you or don't know, temporary relationship, good or bad, we still have a warm compassion with all sentient beings. This is our purpose. And then today's our Bashichu Robin Shout, another Nutun Shout. Bodhicitta, 就菩提心，就是藏文字。 So here, just stay in solitude and reflect and for this this excellent kind of condition of solitude area, stay in a solitude place and completely pacify one's discursiveness or this mind or wandering mind or disturbed mind. And then just cultivate to bodhicitta. And then how you pacify our kind of discursiveness of this, you have to discourse, pacify through mind, body, and speech. When your body, we can place, stay in solitude area, and there's no much people engagement, then it's a body and mind, the body and speech will be pacified, mostly. And then mind, you have to particularly be careful or work on it for not producing so much kind of distractions and drowsiness, and then any kind of forceful emotions comes that are included in distractions, distracted by greed kind of a mind, distracted by anger, distracted by proud or self-centered kind of attitude, distracted by doubt, distracted by jealous, or distracted by any other kind of combined situation. So being not distracted, this coarseness, very important. And then the today, I think mostly we stay with the equanimity or equal practice of compassion towards all sentient beings, and then to exchange the kind of doing or giving and receiving that kind of a practice also later. But the first dwelling with the equanimity or with the genuine compassion towards all people, or unconditional love to all people. This is not based on somebody, particular one person, it's good for me, some other people not with their attitude, and it's not good for me, not benefiting me, that kind of based on that, your own benefit to selecting how you care, or you can, this is a conditional love, kind of. So we'll try to practice unconditional love here. And yes, please. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Strive at first to meditate upon the sameness of yourself and others. In joy and sorrow, all are equal. Thus, the guardian of all is of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And those are very good, so much explanation. Just think of just one line. That's enough for one to fully kind of impressed or, kind of, how do you say, give you some even blessing of changing, become a better person. So it's said we have to meditate, strive first to meditate. It's because we have a some practice, and then we forget, and then we forgive or kind of leave behind, then it's not a very good way to practice. Practice cultivation of these means we have to really dedicate it, and to sometimes we have some courage and aspiration to do good with a good motivation. But after a while, after time consuming the energy and time, the thoughts process and this, and then you even some people not seeing the clear progress, even there is a progress but not seen by oneself, sometimes it's possible. Like children, when they're growing up, they're not easily realized by themselves. But people who don't, they have a kind of understand, or they can identify, and they can see which one is body is growing, which is not. But similarly, day by day kind of a life, we should practice, kind of set up some daily schedule for meditation and cultivation of compassion. And this said, it's a diligent kind of practice, very important. And then second, focusing on the sameness of yourself and others. Sameness. If one really deeply agree of sameness, then many issues solved, many disagreement and many kind of suspicious or many unacceptable, reject this, reject that, and many kind of that behavior will change. So some people have a different hairstyle or way of a tattoo or clothing, then people may have a kind of a, think we are different. Then you see, if you say you are a different religious person, you have a different faith, then many people, that's why, don't talk about political situation and the religious stuff with the strangers or people, even I think these are based on not very cultivating on the we are same, that kind of sameness. If we think about sameness, then these rest secondary kind of identities are not important. The first fundamental kind of we have a sameness. So human being, sentient beings have to be kind of life itself should be first priority. You focus on the care and the open your mind towards others, and the rest you understand. There is many thinking. Even one person daily life, you have many thinking. Even morning, afternoon, maybe contradicted thinking also can be there. So different environment, different people have a different idea, it's very understandable. And there are still have a basic fundamental condition, we have a same. That's why I said it's from psychology. People who study psychology, they have a more, it doesn't matter which nationalities you came from, basic human condition already there. So that is from human level. And animal level, I think we don't have a same language. As a human, you don't, maybe also don't have a same language. And animal many looks, the appearance very differently than compared to human, to other human groups. But the animal also do have a same kind of try to survive and try to avoid dangers. there is a born, growing, death, or old age sin. And animal also have a, you can see even some lions or very fierce, kind of very terrifying animal, kind of a wild animal. Even once they become familiar with very, when they are very young or puppy, kind of, then with a human being, they can play with the goat, or with the kind of the predators and the other animals. They have a very good friendship. Then you can see animal, they are even emotionally not that different from kind of us, because of their body and environment, so that kind of make even one lifetime, they're, you know, like lions, their parents are killing the deer and killing this and that, but their small, the puppy, kill, you know, the lions, if you raise by very care and a loving kind of condition, they're in one life, one generation, they're completely a different attitude with the other animal. If you train them to kill, then of course they kill, but if you train them not to kill, they all won't kill. There is some accident happens, but even human beings are killing human beings very much, so we can understand that other animals also similar. So, and then other kind of a hungry ghost and a god, demigod, then those are more hidden kind of a from us, maybe for some people, maybe able to kind of communicate or that possible, but generally we don't associate with them very obviously. But we will think that is same. You know, they also once being a human being, once left upon a time, and then they once there, we also went through all different realms of sentient beings. We are not that kind of always unique or in human being form. Then this equal condition, equal self sameness will come, and then of course these are worldly easy to understand, but actual practice also difficult to kind of guide your mind in this way. Sorrow and joy also I. Or equal yourself and others are same, so that's why you want to protect others' kind of happiness and then guard happiness and then to eliminate suffering. Yes, please. Yes.
The hand and other limbs are many and distinct, but all are one, the body to be kept and guarded. Likewise, different beings and their joys and sorrows are like me, all one in wanting happiness.
So it's like hands and the other limbs are many in distinct. This is it's like your hands and the feet, they're not same. Looks like it appears differently. Hand can grab something, can the finger very flexible. The leg or the foot are not that much use for catching something or serving yourself for many way purpose. You can train in particular way, but generally not very naturally used as a hand, that kind of a flexibility is not there. And then, but they're all kind of having this one body. And then try to use any kind of different, limbs, limbs. You have a different and maybe a pair of different limbs. And then he said, we'll try to guard this, keep this body healthy, and protect this body. Similarly, he said, different germ beings, some capacity different to form, but they're all like us. So use this as an example to say, their happiness and their sorrow temporary, they're very different, but the aim or wish to be happy and very suffering is same. So these, I think, not something intellectually or we have a difficult to understand, but it's a experience, kind of guiding our life, sometimes more than the just knowledge itself. And then I think I can read this. This pain of mind does not afflict or cause discomfort to others' body, and yet this pain is hard for me to bear, because I cling and take it for my own. So this, I think, it went. So the DG unit says, this pain of mine does not afflict. Just release it. Afflict. Oh, or cause discomfort of, yes, it's saying, we are, suffering. And others kind of not related to others, or we are not causing discomfort to others. And yet this pain is hard to bear for me. So there's because I clean and I take this, it's for me. This is related to the compassion. We said the motivation with a great compassion or bodhicitta, altruism, and with the understand of selflessness. And this main topic here, this book is about compassion and the emptiness. So how we kind of with this real compassion, there are certain levels of compassion. One is the general compassion, like sympathy, empathy, kind of a mixed compassion. When someone is not very good in some these people are kindly, so I have a compassion that's limited, conditioned kind of compassion. And then another level of compassion is to say, we can, even they are good, the position, they are very wealthy and they're rich or high position or even God-like kind of a, God realms, even you think, oh, there's no need me to worry, I have to worry about something below me. That kind of, is not there because, all compound things are impermanent, as we said. Anything builded high will collapse. Anything gathers will kind of depart. And we're born or die, fall, fall and die. And similarly, when we think this, then we said impermanence. because of everything is impermanent, deeply understand impermanence, happy and sorrow. So we have some genuine compassion towards anybody who existed in the relative world due to they are not kind of transcend or go beyond of this impermanence. They always in impermanence. Anything they accumulate or they try to possess is difficult to really possess. They are accumulate, collecting anything, yes, it's difficult. Wealth or fame or anything. And then third level of compassion is saying, after you realize the total awakening, then you have some kind of a compassion. For example, when you are waking state, and two people are sleeping in front of you, both have maybe you can say one person dreaming some terrifying dream, very difficult dreams, when they're even sweating in their face, when their dreams, their muscle moving, eyeballs also, and they can terrified by that dream. One person dreaming very pleasant seems to kind of have a smile on their cheek or something. And then another one is maybe three people, they are not dreaming, just sleeping. Then for enlightened people, you see the kind of clairvoyance or their miracle power. You can see there what you are. They're dreaming this one and that next one they're dreaming. Although they can see this is just dream, but with his compassion, he will kind of wake up part of these people who are terrified by their own reflections, their dream. Similarly, it said Buddha and Bodhisattvas have this genuine compassion for beings still wandering in a relative kind of world. Although they're going to be on, they know there's some sort of reality of samsara, it's like a dream, but people who still stuck in samsara, it's not able to achieve that kind of realization, so they try to help them to conquer or go beyond or help them to become temporarily even to not having the difficult and sufferings. And then similarly here we said even anything like the normal, we are not Buddha or Bodhisattva, but we still have this caring others, not because of I have suffered or I don't create others' suffering, but as long as there is a suffering, self or others, we should do kind of transform. So here is the cause of suffering. The fundamental cause is mind, me, that kind of a concept, very strong, than a lot of suffering. More grasping kind of attitude we have a more suffering. It said, that's why without compassion, shouldn't really, nationalism or my country, my people, these are sometimes it's even cause for reducing the compassion, genuine compassion, but just grasping on the kind of a biased, kind of a twisted mind to say I protect mine this and that, and you have to hatred some other people because you love these people. That kind of a love, it's as we said, it's a very partial and limited. This is why many people say, I will protect you and hate other people. And in some certain condition, when there's something changed, they were fighting each other. And these are very often seen the situation like that. So, recently I remember, I saw, watched news, said, some group of people went to immigrate to England. Some people say they're Vietnamese people. Some people say it's Chinese, maybe mixed, or I don't know. But but they're tragically found in some and some kind of a box, I don't know, some shipment, cargo.
Cargo.
Yes, yes. And then, local people, English people, are very nice. Said they will bring candles, light, and some signs, and also praying for them, and then also criticizing some condition of the human condition in this world, and also criticizing their own government, saying we should protect more people, something like that. I think these are kind of very, very soft and kind and loving people, high, you know. I don't know, in Chinese I have some words. 素质很好的这种话有没有? I think it's well-being of people who have that kind of well-being, well-nature, well-kind of nature. This 掉念怎么说? 不知道。 doesn't matter. I think sometimes I have a very limited words.
Condolence.
Yes, yes. For me, I was just that in many European countries, some people right or left, some right, I think. Some people against immigrations, and then they said, I think understandable, because there have been a lot of people in recent years. But there's still some bad, sad news happens, and then many people come out and then to try to. It doesn't matter which nationalities or something, they just generally don't want people to suffer. That kind of mind is very good. I found very, very nice. So I have add more credit to English country and people in my mind. I thought this is very kind.
And all the things that I give up to, and yet because I take it up to myself, there is that word of mine, and therefore how to get.
So this is from opposite, it's others suffering. Before it said mind suffering will not bring others sorrow, and then this reflect. This is said others and other beings pain I do not feel yet because I take them for myself. Their suffering is mine and therefore hard to bear. This is a good example, as we said before. If we don't have this genuine kind of a heart understanding and some kind of care, and then the human society not very civilized sometimes, if we don't have this love, lose these values and the conditions, then it's more kind of a grasp, difficult to live in one place, losing the inner wealth and also peace, safety, or how do you say, genuine love each other, kind of community, or one community. If you don't love human being, or if you don't love the community, broadly human condition, you don't have a humankind kind of a even some people practicing the universal responsibility, that means they all sentient beings who don't wish who wish happiness with them, they want to protect them. If we don't have a universal kind of view, but that kind of view, but at least we have a, as a human being, we don't kill other human beings, or we don't create meanfully or purposely, on purpose, to create suffering for others, that kind of a, and then for Mahayana practice, not only you won't practice and purposely make other people suffer or something, but you try to, as long as you're aware of yourself, you try to aware of others' condition, you try to help them in any kind of a necessary way. And then,
and therefore, I would dispel the pain of others, for it is simple pain, just like my own. And others I would aid and benefit, for they are living beings like my body.
So here is not only just understanding and wish others suffer, leave suffering and bring happiness, but we, as long as there is a compassion aspect of a wishfulness or aspiration part, and also action, and way of living with those altruistic mind. So it's not somebody we can wait to say saviors or people, God or superhuman beings come to save sentient beings or people, but we should do something, I should do something, that kind of courage. And even if we're not able to do very big scale, but in daily life, in front of people or near you, well, you can kind of treat them in better way. We can say, even we can do much, but at least we can toward in step by step towards kind of a sameness of a human, the sentient beings, and try to kind of not harming them and helping them, that kind of activities. So you can see there, and therefore I will dispel the pain of others. And then I think, as we said before, the main essence of this is to understand self and others are same. And then we say we have a, probably, otherwise we are counting, say, oh, how much I get, or how much I have to kind of bear, or have to spending, or have to do. And if it's not fair, I don't do it. If it's not benefiting me, I won't do it. That kind of many conditions, preconditions we will set. So for this, it's that if, as long as we think about just avoid in suffering for self and others, there's no much calculation and kind of waiting for kind of gain some more or fame or to show others I did this or that or this, but genuinely just want to kind of avoid in suffering or take away suffering from others or for others. So here he's saying just having some actions and some responsibilities kind of with mind. And then if you do this for yourself to avoid in suffering, you want to calculate something and say how much you do for me. This is doing, you are doing for yourself, then you don't bargain much. You will automatically say, I will do this, and then in order to avoid suffering or obscurations. I will do that. You can plan. You are happily kind of serving yourself in any conditions, or you can create a good condition. You can create. So similarly, we should just based on the genuine understanding of sameness, so tirelessly try to work for others, not kind of falling into worldly kind of views, worldly means. So we can practice these days. Now it's 4:40. So I think we will try to 1 week, and we can put more effort. You can reread it, and you can contemplate, think of those lines one by one, and from your own condition and to kind of general conditions of the society. And then try to put in practice or observing into your own mind, and then try to become sensible people or happier people. It's saying, at least I know this way of doing things more detail, and then practicing good thing is very happy things to do. That result is happiness. They said compassion, although sometimes also maybe extra kind of work for me, but in the result, karmic result, in this life and the future life is happiness. And the negative things, although maybe temporarily you think I win this and beat that kind of mind, but in the world, it's a kind of a creating suffering, in future suffering also too. So we are planting happiness, seeds of happiness, self and others. And then we will stop here. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings be complete, the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain to Siddha Kayas that arise from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby many erring enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. In this book, it's very, systematic and, kind of, how to say, set very, very good, structure. And one by one, and in especially in peaceful place, if you can read, you have a very good impact in the mind. Your kind of, we said blessing, it means changing to the good condition, or more closer to the enlightenment, liberation, closer to more kind of virtue. So it's a kind of one of a highly the recommended book. And there are some chapter of this chapter. I think if you can search online, there is a, his one name is Dalai Lama's one book for only the, this part of practice, not this meditation, but patience. On the patience, there is a one book, very, very good. So you can search online. I think we have a Chinese edition, but English, I think, available, because Chinese one is translated from English. So if you wanted to have a cultivate more on patience, then I recommend English book written by His Holiness Dalai Lama, and then Dalai Lama. Yes, I think we have a Chinese here. I will find out the name of that book.